And right now in our business forum, looking at how small businesses survive in this difficult time. And you know, it's very difficult to even follow up on invoices. There's just so much that especially small business troubled by. And joining us to help us just talk about some of those survival tips is Deboho Mwalusi, who's the Industrial Relations Director at Workforce Staffing. Good afternoon and welcome, Deboho.
Good afternoon, Griselda, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Times are hard for small business.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think with the unpredictable economy and the pressures of business, it's really not easy for anybody who's trying to make exponential growth within the market.
So what are some of the perhaps tips that you can give for those who find themselves in deep trouble and are on the verge of just giving up?
You know, Priscilla, I think the core issue is that every time businesses have issues in as far as finances are concerned, they always look at their biggest bill, and their biggest bill being labor.
Yeah. Right? And when the money comes in, they don't look at labor and say, let's share the pie.
Unfortunately, that's true. Unfortunately, that's true. Okay. But the thing is, people need to be careful, or businesses need to be careful as to how they look at their labor. So the first or the knee-jerk reaction is that they would start thinking of retrenchment, which has a couple of repercussions. Number one, you lose people. They also have a negative morale after the process. Then later on, your business recovers, and then you want to either one bring them back or try to employ new people. Which, in the first instance, you have to pay severance pay, which also has financial implications on your business at a time in which you're going through a difficult time. Mm-hmm. So, in essence, retrenchment should not be your first option. You should perhaps explore all other avenues prior to embarking on a retrenchment process, and which is in actual fact the essence of the process. Mm. So one should look at options such as laying off staff. So in law, you can actually lay off staff as long as the period is reasonable. So for all intents and purposes, you go through a difficult time for a month or two, you go through a consultation process with your staff and lay them off for that period, as opposed to saying, listen, I'm going to just retrench everybody.
Yeah.
Then later, then your business recovers, then you find yourself within a difficult position whereby you lost critical skills. Furthermore, you can look at things such as short time. Maybe having employees work for a reduced period of time as opposed to how they used to work before, and reducing your overtime expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a temporary employment services, or perhaps you can look at perhaps using a temporary employment service provider, is that you can take the workers and actually place them in another site as opposed to going through a retrenchment process. And that, for one, the individual does not lose his income. Number two, later on when they recover, they can actually even move back into your operations and perhaps continue working, as opposed to the knee-jerk reaction that I spoke about earlier.
So what sort of services do you offer for small business and who are finding themselves in this position and not knowing where to even begin the conversation with their employees?
So from Workforce's perspective, or perhaps any other TES, perhaps a reputable TES, you know, you get a vast range of services. Number one, you get trained staff. You get the right people for the job.
Mm.
And beyond that, you get some like a holistic HR function or perhaps an HR support that you get from your TES. For example, for all intents and purposes, you embark on a retrenchment process. You perhaps get sound legal advice saying, no, this is not your first option. Look at these other options before you embark on such a process. So, in essence, all HR aspects are looked at, from how you recruit, how you train, from making sure that we have a pool for you which caters for your business, and perhaps a proper understanding as to what your business requirements are and us catering for those.
So where do we find you to help us with all this?
Right. Perhaps anybody that requires any of our assistance, our number is 011-532-0000. Beyond that, you can email info@workforce.co.za.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Deboho, for joining us. Deboho Mwalusi, who is the Industrial Relations Director at Workforce Staffing. Thank you. All right, that's where we end our offering for today. And